The pattern is repeated over and over again. What once were farm fields and orchards are now subdivisions and strip malls. A combination of white flight, better housing stock, and a clamor to get away from the pressures of the city is pushing development into rural areas. Some groups are becoming increasingly worried about that pattern of growth. Bob Wagner is the director of field programs for the American Farmland Trust. Wagner says in many areas, a way of life is disappearing.
Those counties that are feeling the pressure from the growing cities are losing their agriculture. They're losing that part of their local community, whether that's an economically important part of the community or one that has more of a heritage and cultural value, losing farmland, agriculture, farmers, farm families, and open space.
Wagner says, according to a study the American Farmland Trust conducted in 1997, the Great Lakes states are especially hard hit by rampant growth in rural areas. Although fertile farmland stretches across the entire Great Lakes region, Wagner says it's not just agricultural areas near big cities such as Detroit and Chicago that are affected.
Most of those counties surrounding the Great Lakes are getting pressure from vacation and resort home development, but those are also areas where you have very, very unique agricultural climates and agricultural communities that can't be replicated on those acres and acres of open farmland that you mentioned.
In other words, you cannot grow cherry trees just anywhere and get the tart cherries Western Michigan produces, or the same kind of corn yields farmers get from Illinois prairie soil. Planners and developers are aware of the concerns and costs of urban sprawl, but have to balance those concerns with the community's desire to be prosperous. The policy director of the American Planning Association, Jeffrey Sewell, says usually it ends up being cheaper to discourage out-of-control growth.
In many cases, sprawl, which occurs in farmland, ends up costing the taxpayers a lot of money in the long run because they have to pay for the road maintenance and the water and the sewer and so on. So for us, it's looking at the sustainability issue as well as just the feasibility of maintaining farmland.
But some communities, eager to increase the tax base, eager for economic growth, ignore the long-term costs. It's easier to win votes at the local level if you can show your community is prosperous and growing. However, once started, unregulated growth can quickly get out of hand. That's why some states are trying to find ways to restrict growth in rural areas. Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and some other Great Lakes states have already been grappling with the issue, using tax breaks or other incentives to encourage limits on growth. States such as Illinois are behind.
Compared to what other states have already done, we're both at the beginning of the process, and what has been done here so far is not nearly as comprehensive as what some of the other states are doing.
Illinois State Representative Ricka Sloan chairs the state's Smart Growth Task Force. She says while local government traditionally has handled zoning questions and decided growth issues, the state can do a lot in determining where growth occurs. For example, Representative Sloan says a proposal to build a state tollway from Chicago south into a rural area could literally pave the way to sprawl.
There is a lot of controversy about that, whether it's better to preserve farmland in that area, whether building the highway opens the door to development. And I think that all the experience of the entire post-war period is, you bet it does. There's no question.
Besides deciding where highways go, states are controlling sprawl in other ways, such as taxing high-growth urban areas and using the tax to preserve farmland, or by restricting grants and loans only to those communities that have plans in place to keep growth within compact urban boundaries. The American Planning Association's Jeff Sewell says there's an additional payoff for communities that do regulate growth.
The other side of the farmland preservation coin is the revitalization of existing communities, so that if you find a strategy to both protect open space and to conserve farmland, you're also helping to maintain the viability of existing communities.
So instead of building out on agricultural land, it starts making more sense to build in town, revitalizing some deteriorating downtowns. Whether urban sprawl can be brought under control when so much profit is to be made by unrestricted growth is yet to be seen. Sewell says communities that don't find a solution could find that growth comes at a great cost. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.